Let's talk a little bit about the choice of hormonal therapy in a woman who develops metastatic disease. Now, we presented to these physicians a scenario that's not uncommon in that the patient was given anastrozole, the aromatase inhibitor, as the initial adjuvant therapy, but in spite of that, while still on the anastrozole 4 years later, develops metastatic disease. And we asked them in general, what hormonal therapy would you utilize at that point? And there are three major choices that they brought up: fulvestrant, the estrogen receptor downregulator, tamoxifen, or exemestane, the steroidal aromatase inhibitor used less frequently. Can you talk about the choice in this situation, how you approach it, and what you think about the way these physicians responded to this?
Sure. Well, breast cancer that is estrogen and/or progesterone receptor positive is a classic situation where a sequential use of hormonal therapies often provides benefit. And so you can use one hormonal therapy until the tumor becomes resistant and then move on to another and so forth down the list of hormonal agents. And for the usual woman with a hormone receptor positive metastatic breast cancer, with time you will actually go through the list of four or five commonly used hormonal agents. And so the major issue in this context is really not which of the agents are going to be used, but it's really a question of what is the sequence of their use. And there have been relatively few studies looking at what is the optimal sequence of the hormonal therapies. And so I'm not surprised that we're seeing a divergence of opinion among treating oncologists about which of the hormonal therapies they would use next. I think that any of the available hormonal therapies would be reasonable, with the possible exception that I don't think it would be reasonable to go from anastrozole to letrozole, or from, for instance, tamoxifen to terimifene, or vice versa, because those are situations where I think tamoxifen and terimifene are equivalent drugs, and anastrozole and letrozole are equivalent drugs, both in terms of efficacy. They have the same mechanism of action. They're chemically very, very similar. But outside of that setting, those two settings, I think you could argue effectively for a number of different sequences of hormonal therapies.
How do you tend to make the decision? What's your most common choice?
The therapies do differ a little bit in terms of toxicity. The tamoxifen, hot flashes, vaginal discharge, a slight increased risk of thrombosis, a slight increased risk of endometrial cancer. The aromatase inhibitors, hot flashes, arthralgias, vaginal dryness, a drop in libido, a loss of calcium from bone, so osteoporosis. Fulvestrant's toxicity profile is very similar to the aromatase inhibitors. So some of it would be what toxicities the woman is most concerned about. Another would be that with fulvestrant, the woman comes in, she gets a monthly injection, and she's done for the month with her therapy. She doesn't have to remember to take a pill on a daily basis. She isn't reminded every time when she gets up to brush her teeth when she takes that pill that she's got metastatic breast cancer. So there are some considerations, I think, of which route of administration the woman would prefer.